well you did, even in the loss?
I really, it was kind of a up and down day for me. I really felt like I was getting squeezed on that latter half in the early innings, but lucky he was calling the zone both ways, so I can't necessarily be angry about it and mad about it. So it just kind of put me in a weird rhythm. You know, I was getting frustrated with myself, and I just had to, you know, take a step back. I think I walked around the mound a couple times just to kind of ease my mind. And, just trying to fight. Their guy was throwing zeros, putting zeros. I was trying to just keep it close. And, at the end of the day, I can walk away pretty happy about today's outing. And even in that, seventh inning, like, Brown was super close to catching that fly ball, and I appreciate him trying to go get it, because I wanted to finish that seventh inning. So, he hit a triple there, but at the end of the day, I see it as a single at the very most, and we might be in a little bit different situation. But at the end of the day, I appreciate him diving for that, because I think that's how we want to win right now. And that's where we're all at. So there's a lot of appreciation I have for him showing that he wanted that ball.
So you're commending him rather than wishing that he had stepped back and given him a single.
Okay. Yeah, 100%. I think the effort that he showed on that ball just proved that we all still want to win. And he made a terrific chance at it, and it just ended up not falling in your glove, and that's okay. Like, it's just going to happen. And when you're diving in front of you, it's not an easy call.
Like you said, it was up and down a day, but is this the best you felt since you came back from the IM?
No. I think I felt really good in Atlanta. Atlanta's probably the best I felt. Today, I couldn't figure out where my velocity was. I'd had it here and there, but it was sparingly. We used our fastball. Butter and I had a really good plan coming into the day. We talked last night, during the game, just about hitters and what we're seeing, and we felt that they were making a lot of their approaches to try to hit spin, and we just used our fastball the way we know how, and it was a lot of fun throwing them.
You were pretty pumped up about that Bride diving catch. What do you thought just of that catch, and then kind of the energy?
Yeah, it was a great catch. I was kind of caught in quicksand on the mound because I felt like I couldn't move, because I just looked at that ball. I was like, that ball's gonna fall for a hit. And I think with the youth of this team, he made a great play. We celebrated. And I'm a guy that loves playing this game with a smile, and he comes up and hits a double, so I think he can pass energy along positively, and he's been great for us since he's been called up, and just want to keep him going, and gonna celebrate every cool catch that we make, whether it's a blue bunt or a Pache catch against the wall. So another thing is we had kids on the field today, and those kids are watching us, and we're there to set an example for how to behave on the field, and that's just something I'm always going to play with a smile. And in between the lines, when the plays are done and over with, I'm going to get back to business, but celebrate it.
This team, I think, in the past, at home, it's been pretty good run for them, but this year, obviously, a little bit more of a struggle. What is kind of just the level of frustration of not being able to play your best ball at home?
Look, we're pitching well, whether we're at home or on the road. We're going to continue to fight and put up zeros the best we can, and this ship will turn. This stuff will, it's just, we're in a phase right now, we're in a funk right now, and once we start believing in ourselves, we're gonna start winning ball games again, and we're gonna have a lot of fun doing so, and that's the biggest thing, is we gotta continue with the hate that we have and this feeling this way, and hate losing. I hate losing. I'm not necessarily happy with getting the loss today, but it's just driving me for tomorrow and driving me for my next start, because I hate to lose. And this one hurts a little bit because I felt like I pitched well enough to get a win. And, you know, I know that's baseball. It's not always going to happen. But we have to hate to lose and continue to hate to lose. And a lot of guys in here did.